Hello, 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 hello. This is the Bandit. This the Bandit. And I am on the way to work, people. And I just want to get into a MGTOW rant. It might be, you know, a few things that I might talk about that, you know, you might not think is MGTOW, but it's relevant. You know, as a man, it has to come a point in your life where you have to really understand what it is to be a man. What do I mean by that? You have to chase your comfort. You have to chase your comfort because it's not your comfort. Comfort is not going to come to you. You're going to have to put in the work. A lot of you men out there, you won't put in the work for your comfort. You know, most men out there don't even believe that they are a whole man unless they are in a relationship. It's really sad. You know, if you've been looking at my YouTube page, you would know that I speak about being divorced since 2014. Well, it was finalized since 2014, but 2013 is when I separated. I haven't been in a serious relationship since. That's 7 years. I have not been in a serious relationship. Have had occasional sex with women, but no, nothing serious. You know what I found out through this journey of just having, you know, casual sex, no seriousness? I realized that the women didn't want anything serious. They didn't. I realized that women, they really want to be able to do what they want to do. They want to play. They want to play. So that's what women are doing. But you have young men out there that want a family. They want children. They want a wife. They want this Disney thing. And I'm sorry to break it to you, young man, but it don't exist. And even if you do have it, it's going to come with a lot of conditions. It's going to come with a lot of conditions. See, me, I'm a MGTOW man. No woman gives me ultimatums. No woman. You understand? I don't have to compromise. I don't have to compromise my principles and my boundaries. But for a lot of you men out there, you're going to have to compromise everything about yourself just to have that woman, because in society in the United States, in this country, unless you had a whole lot of money, and then now that ain't even the case no more, you're going to have to conform to have that certain type of woman. You're going to have to conform to what she wants. And that's just the bottom line. Men, you have to understand, you are hated today as a man. That's why I push for men to get together and fellowship. I push for men to stop killing one another and understand that nobody likes us. We are a threat as men. See, you have to understand something, men. We have already built this country. We have already built this country. So now that we already have built this country, now the little cupcakes and the pumpkins want to come in and say, we'll take it from here. Women now saying that they're equal to men. They want to be over the family. They believe that men could be at home washing clothes and cooking and taking care of the children while she makes the money. See, men, you have failed for the lie. You failed for this. All because you want to sleep with a beautiful woman. Men, you must become stronger. You have women out here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. And men are dating such a woman. Men are dating such a woman. It's really heartbreaking. You know, I was thinking today, my son's birthday is today. My youngest, and he's almost at the age where he'll be leaving home. He's in high school. And his mother, she's out there in the world doing her thing. She only cares about her. My mother only cared about herself and how she was feeling and her emotions. Men, you need to understand that. You need to understand that when it comes to a woman, they have a government that let them be a child. You understand, men? Women are being allowed to be a child. Just this week, we had a woman burned down her boyfriend's mother's house because she thought he was cheating. It killed her grandchildren, and she lost her life. This is a 21-year-old black woman. The boyfriend is still alive. And she's facing 3 counts of murder, arson, cruelty to children, all kind of charges. But the boyfriend is still alive. And she sent a text to him saying, "I hope you like your mother burning alive." In a text. Yep. Another woman, black woman, pregnant. The other woman in the car with a 5-year-old. They cutting each other off, flipping each other off. The pregnant woman runs the other girl off the road, shoots 7 shots into the car, injuring the kid and shooting the woman. This woman was pregnant and a dentist with her own practice up in New York City. And this woman have an $800,000 home. Oh, I can continue. There's another black woman. You can look it up. Stabbed a woman in the neck because the boyfriend that she had was cheating, and she caught the woman coming out of the house. That her boyfriend allowed her to spend the night. She ran up to the woman and stabbed the woman in the neck. The woman had to have multiple surgeries to save her life. I'm saying that to say this. Women don't have love to give, men. Women don't have love to give. Women receive love just like a child. If you're going to go into a marriage, you better go into a marriage knowing the fact that you're going to have to take care of that woman like a child. You're going to have to treat her like one of the children. She's going to pout. She's going to have an attitude. When she don't get her way, she's going to withhold sex to hurt you. She's going to talk crap behind your back. She's going to talk about you, how another man is more man than you. She's going to do all that. And because you married her, and you're under a contract and under the state, you are going to have to put up with it. Nobody's going to care about you when you're in family court fighting for your life and your children. When you have to leave the home that you worked hard for, and now another man is around your kids more than you. And you won't be able to see your children if you haven't paid child support. And in fact, you won't have license, a business license. You won't be able to do anything as long as you owe her. She is your boss now. And don't give me this crap about, well, women pay child support too, because those are the outliers. That is not the majority. Women don't pay the majority of child support. And black men pay more child support than white men do. Look it up. We put more into the system. You know why? Because there's more black women taking us to court than white women taking white men to court. It don't have anything to do with white men being broke. They just don't want to pay. No. They have a more cooperative woman than we do. Asians don't have no problem with they women taking them to court and taking money from them just because they have children. That's not a damn epidemic. Our black women take us to court more, so we pay more, because they put us under the state more than any other race. Do you hear me, black men? And they shame you into this crap because your mama black, my sister black, my grandmama black. So you go out and you make a foolish decision that ruins 20 to 25 years of your life, just like I did. You fall up under that system. MGTOW is the only way. This don't have anything to do with sex. What I'm talking about right now don't have anything to do with whether you get sex or not, or whether a woman like you. I'm talking about a system that women are using, particularly black women, to ruin you. I have to pay everything in my house. I don't get any government assistance. So I don't want to hear nothing about a woman talking about, well, we've been taking care of kids by ourselves. It's about time a man take care of a kid. Bullshit. Women don't take care of kids by themselves. They got alimony, they got child support, they got food stamps and welfare and WIC, and they get all kinds of subsidies and benefits. And Section 8 and all kind of stuff that they get for having a kid. I'm a single dad for a long time. No government assistance. None. And if I applied, they would still give me hell. It's just like that Will Smith movie, Pursuit of Happiness. That man had to be homeless with his son. Who was helping him? Who? And what did that woman do? She left him and left that kid. I don't want to hear nothing about men on in my comment section talking about women is this and women are God and you just ain't man enough. I don't want to hear that crap. There's too many men out here suffering. There's too many hurt men out here that can't see their children. The damn kid is nothing but a damn money bag for some damn woman. Dr. Dre's kids are grown, and that woman still wanted to take millions of dollars from him every month. There is no love for a man. Men are hated. There is no black community. None. There's a bunch of fools in the street running around acting like mama. Got an attitude like a damn woman. I see it every day. I gotta be around people every day because I do security work. And I gotta see these damn assholes every day. I gotta see men acting like women. They mannerisms, the attitudes. Just like a damn woman. Every time I'm in Midtown doing a damn job, I see a bunch of gay black men twitching and wearing tight spandex pants and advertising they behind. And all I see is black women with them. Giving them the okay. I don't see black women telling them men that, hey, you need to be a man. Why are you walking around like that? What happened in your life? You look like a football player. What happened in your life that you are like this? Not a black bitch. Black bitches co-signed it. You know why black men, that gay black men are they best friend? Because black women don't care anything about black men. She don't care what happens to them. She don't care nothing about that black man. Black women put black men in jail more than any white person ever done. These are facts. These are facts. Look up the stats. Nobody get a black man killed more than a black woman. Or put them in a position to be killed more than a black woman. 80% of all men, all black men that are locked up right now, is due to some black woman. They don't care about you, black man. That's why when they get with a white man, they reform. When I be doing security, and a white man come with a black girl, that black girl is docile, and she's sweet and soft-spoken. I see black women with a black man, she gangster, thug, tattoos across the chest and neck, got a funky-ass attitude, and a smirk on her face, got a rugged look on her face, just like her man. That dude might as well just be with another guy. These are facts. And black man, if you don't go MGTOW, something's wrong with you. Because we're losing out here. No other race is going to care about you, black man. No other race is going to care about you if your woman don't respect you. If the women in your community don't respect you, no man outside the race will respect you. If your woman don't respect you, how can you expect a white man to respect you, an Asian man to respect you, an Indian man to respect you? They're not going to respect you. They're not. They're going to be like, you can't even control your woman. You can't even get your woman to act right, and you want me to respect you? And I got to hear black men come to me talk about slavery and Jim Crow laws and the civil rights movement. I got to hear black men talk, make all kind of excuses for women while they hold on to the government's tit. I got to hear that shit. And black men going to jail, black men losing money, black men losing their children. And you have a lot of black men out here taking their lives. And a lot of black kids out here getting into gangs. Why? No love at home. The mother done ran off the father and then say, well, your daddy didn't want you. Your daddy left us. No, your daddy didn't leave you. Your daddy left that damn crazy ass woman he was with. And then she put all that poison into you. And now you looking at your daddy like he ain't shit. Yeah, your dad probably made some bad decisions, like getting with your damn mama. That was one of his bad decisions. Getting with your mom. Getting with the wrong kind of damn woman. But I'm going to tell you something. There is a way out. MGTOW. Going your own way. I'm not talking about hating women. I'm not talking about not having sex or not getting with a woman on your terms. No cohabitation, though. No cohabitation. No marriage. No long term. The only way you be with a woman long term is if she's going the way you want to go. When she fall off the track and don't want to stay the course the way you going, then she got to go. As long as she's staying where you want, if she got her own place, she doing her own thing, you got your own place. She understands no marriage. She don't nag. She ain't all in your face talking shit to you every 5 minutes about what you doing, what you ain't doing. She simply give you peace. When you need comfort, she's there. If it ain't that, then you throw her to the wayside. You understand? So, men, this is my MGTOW rant for the night. I'm going to get ready to go in here because I'll be here till around about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I hope you listen close to this MGTOW thought. I won't even call it a rant. I'll call this a MGTOW thought. Just to get you thinking about your life and how important men are. Men are good. Despite what this country say, men are good and men sacrifice for women and children. Men make that sacrifice. We're just not appreciated. And it's time for us to get some type of gratitude. It's time for them to say thank you. It's time for these women to say thank you. I appreciate you putting your ass on the line for us. I appreciate you for everything you do, men. Men, thank you. And until they start doing that and get these laws changed so men can benefit for what they worked hard for throughout the years, MGTOW is the only solution. Bandit is out.